BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Big fancy cars and big fast helicopters and planes. I've never seen so many Rolexes. It was just total glamour.
This is the incredible story of one of the wealthiest, most successful criminals in British history.
Curtis Warren's drug empire was global. He made the Sunday Times rich list. He's known as a criminal mastermind.
Sex, cocaine, girls, animals. I even think there was a tiger there.
There began a spiral of shootings the like of which Liverpool has never seen before.
A tale of gangland feuds and bloody reprisals.
By the time he got to us, he was in a very, very bad way. The next thing, there was this sort of on the main door. It turned out that these were the members of the gang trying to break down the door to get in. And they screamed and roared, "If he fucking dies, you fucking die."
From the rough and tough streets of Toxteth in Liverpool.
When you hear drug baron or drug lord, you're thinking, no, actually, Curtis Warren was a black lad from Torquay.
To the Colombian cocaine jungles run by the Cali cartel.
The town of Cali enjoys a sinister distinction. It has become the undisputed world capital of cocaine.
Curtis was a pioneer. He was the only person who I knew who went to South America at source and imported on the levels that he did.
A world of unimaginable wealth.
The opulence of everything was ridiculous. Everything to its extreme.
We dug up the garden. There, in plastic bags, was £1 million. I know it's £1 million because I spent 3 days counting it.
He stood up and said, "I'm off to spend my share of £180 million now. There's fuck all you can do about it."
A story of police corruption, wiretaps.
"Give him £2 grand.
Yeah.
Tell him if the charge gets dropped, you can have another £18 grand.
And armed robbery.
"Get on the ground. Get on the fucking ground.
Okay.
Your heart's pounding, your nerves are going.
Stay down, don't you fucking move."
I had to put the gun on him. I said, "Look, it's not yours. You'll be getting paid tonight. Give us the fucking money or I'll fucking blow your head off."
The downfall of a drug lord.
Curtis Warren started to buy into the hype. He started to behave like a bit of a gangster number one.
He was the leader of Europe's largest drug smuggling operation. But today, police and customs finally got their man.
They discovered Warren in bed with his girlfriend, and he was taken completely unawares. It's very difficult to have a reaction when you have a 38 pointed to your temple.
"Sometimes we'd be doing 10 million or 15 million in a week."
And the hunt for his missing millions.
Have they found all his money? Chances are he'll have got stuff buried away.
Do you think he's got that money?
I'd love to think so. I'd love to feel that he's got one over on him.
This is Gangster, the story of Curtis Warren. Out now on BBC Sounds.